Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, March 23rd, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And folks, I've hesitated about saying so. Evidence of manipulation has been going on for some time. Assuming you probably know, but my files are being messed with, as in altered. I believe malevolent forces have made duplicates. For what purpose, I think, can easily be imagined, recalling that they manufacture the evidence they need whenever they make up their manufactured stories. Point being, I've decided to say something specifically about the substituted PDF of Miklos Neasley's Lessons on Class, because that's something I hope I can address, though I know it's just the tip. What prompted me to write this was seeing that the much more complete version that I had just updated was being substituted by one that I'd put up perhaps a month or more earlier. So for the time being, as often as I can, when I upload this particular PDF, I'm going to be making a note wherever, as if I can remember all the places I link to it, wherever I've linked to this particular PDF file, indicating how many chapters and pages you should be uploading. The other thing is, since I'm on this topic, before the radio show, if not more, making books was a relative breeze. I'd done 5 print books, no problemo, using the same software. Now it's more like tacking into a strong wind, requiring extreme concentration, because InDesign, which is the program I use, seems to have sprouted viruses. And my hard drive seems to have an evil twin, one open to wireless, which replaces the one that isn't. But it does at least have expanded capacity. It's a miracle. But when I asked the Mac guy at the used computer store, he says that Macs don't get viruses. So there we are. In any case, it's made making these PDF files and print books, of course, I don't attempt anymore, but it's the same process, obviously. But now when I work in InDesign, I can't... It's like one problem after another, you know? It keeps creating overlaps and this and that, and I can't correct. And so I sort of have to get in and out as quick as I can. I've had to like start over numerous times, create a new one, pop it in fast, get out fast, use that expanded capacity to like, you know, keep the machine busy. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's quite understandable if you understand particularly how important it is that they control what thoughts we think, how absolutely essential. And I've been fortunate enough, lucky enough, to have had access to some of those suppressed thoughts. And I put them out there. I put them out there as soon as I get them. You know, I mean, I wish I had known Karl Popper when I was writing Waking Up. No, you know what I mean. Had him in my life when I was writing Waking Up. And I wish I'd had Miklos. I wish I'd read Bentham, you know. But as soon as I'm given these amazing gifts, I share, because we gotta realize that this isn't complicated, but that we have been denied access to the pieces of the puzzle that have already been put there for us, but have been systematically hidden, or as Karl Popper pointed out, mistranslated, misinterpreted, and this was his critical work, The Open Society and Its Enemies. So all to say that putting up these PDFs has been a mini odyssey. So please, and I'm speaking of you know, Miklos Niezli, of the reclaiming our stolen gifts. I mean, excuse me, reclaiming our leadership. That's what I called the Waking Up Radio series. So the ones I've been doing, particularly the past year. In any case, I apologize for the haphazard formatting, the typos, the omissions when I can't go back and update from the file that I've actually put up on the website, the print files, the HTML, because it's just often gets too time consuming. But I do the best I can, so thank you for your patience.